BlackRock Broadcasting presents Two Brothers, One Pilot.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers,
One Pilot.
I'm Jax.
And I'm Tim. And this week, we watched Panic.
Let the game begin.
So let's just start off with the description. So this is on Prime Video, Amazon Prime, Prime Video. It is currently sitting at a 5.6 IMDb rating, which is fascinating. Oh, and so, so we decided to sort of do this because we were looking, the new Saw film has come out, Spiral, and this is a bit of a Saw-esque TV show that came out just a couple of days ago. So in the forgotten town of Carp, Texas, panic is the only way out. Every summer, the graduating seniors risk their lives competing in a series of challenges for the chance to win life-changing money. After the death of two players, the stakes and danger have never been higher. This summer, 23 players will enter the game. All of them will be changed. Only one will win. Let the games begin.
Amazing. Does it actually say let the games begin?
Yeah, it's like they know that we want to do it for Saw. It's incredible. So it's pretty fascinating. So I guess if that didn't really sum it up, essentially they're doing these like Saw-like crazy thrill exercises and like elimination challenges to win $50,000. And it takes a very long time in the episode for you to really understand why these panic games exist. Because they describe it like, it's the only way out. And it's like, okay. So are they set in this like weird world where like that's the only way that they'll let you pass like some barrier that's trapping in the town? But no.
Yeah.
It essentially means you'll just get a lot of money if you win and you can go pay for a scholarship because they're all poor or whatever.
And it's a weird thing where at first, like, they're kind of like, this is the only way out once all graduates can do it. And it's like, okay, is this set in a crazy Hunger Games sci-fi kind of universe? Are they under the dome and they'll get out of a dome or, you know, all that kind of stuff. And in the end, it's like 30 minutes in, they're like, and this time it's 50 grand. And I'm like, not much to risk.
Yeah, exactly.
Whole life
and
over.
Like, and yeah, essentially the main character, Heather's like, I'm going to be stuck in this town forever because there's nothing to do. And instead of like every other small town where, you know, when there's nothing to do, you like smoke some weed or whatever, this town decided to do these insane exercise things where they trap them in like a grave box or like a, you know, like a coffin. They like get them stung by like 1,000 bees. They jump off like a 500 meter cliff. Where there's like a one small section where if you land, you won't get murdered by rocks. And it's like, for some reason, she needs $6,000 in order to get out. She's like $500 short. And essentially she loses that money. And it's like, all right, cool. I guess she's going to have to compete for the money then.
You see
it happening. But did you enjoy this?
I wasn't sure if I was going to enjoy this, but, and like, I've got to be honest, Tim, we couldn't be, I mean, both of us are in a certain situation, but I couldn't possibly be in a worse mood. We're in lockdown again. My computer broke this morning. And so I turned it on being like, this has got a big uphill climb to get me into this show. And Tim, it almost immediately had me. I was so in the whole premise of this small town. We get all the characters. She's got like a stock awful mum who like comes to her graduation late and then like almost immediately is like, you got a 20. And she gives her a 10 and she gives her a look like, fuck you, you've got more money. And just, she's got awful like parent or mum. She's got like this bully character in it. her friends, like, I just, all of it I really liked. I thought all the actors were, like, doing a really good job. I really liked the dynamic of all the friends.
Jonathan Kent from Superman and Lois plays, like, the drug dealer.
Oh, my God. When I saw him, I lost it. I was like, I'm so in.
I just come off watching the latest episode of Superman and Lois as well. So I'm like, what's he doing in this?
It's so good it's back. But yeah, I actually, because we both, you were like, oh, let's watch this show, Panic. It's kind of like a Saw-esque kind of thing. I'm like, oh, awesome. I can't wait to see Saw. I'll never see it. We're in lockdown forever again. But I kind of, I don't know. Immediately, I was like, this is more like the movie Nerve with...
Yeah, right, okay.
That the main chick from Scream Queens with that kind of... It's like Truth or Dare, but more like Dare or Dare. And like in this, they're all going to compete. And it's kind of got that championship team kind of... You know, like it's, I don't know, not exactly like a Hunger Games kind of thing, but... It kind of reminds me of all
it's
that
like
kind of stuff.
It's like a voluntary Harry Hunger Potter, Games. Like it's really strange.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just kind of competing in extreme kind of things. And honestly, I was so in before we got to the first bit. And then when she kind of gets thrown into it because her mum's the worst and all this stuff. And I'm kind of like, and then there's a tension between her and her best friend and all these things. I'm kind of like, you know what? I am proper in. It's got another stock character of these kind of things where it's like, I'm the new kid in town. And like, you know, he's kind
of
like going to go
the show.
Jump off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The only bad thing about this show so far
is
that Keegan Allen is not playing the new weird kid that comes to town.
Oh, Tim. I mean, if we're going off that, then that means every show without him is technically not a good show. Because every show could be improved if Keegan Allen was in it. You know what I mean? Like, so that's not really fair, but I definitely understand where you're coming from. So, Tim, did you enjoy this? What did you find?
I had a bloody blast watching this.
Yeah.
I found it really fascinating. I don't think I was into it as quickly as you were because I got a lot of... Now, what is that show? Is it The Wilds, I think it's called? We did it for our 12 Pilots of Christmas episode.
Lord of the Flies / Lost, but it's a bunch of girls?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it's called The Wilds.
I really
like that. Prime Video. Yeah, I didn't really like that too much.
Yeah.
I got a bit of flashbacks of that because we had just sort of the most generic narration started and it was like, here's a bit of expository dialogue to get you going into this world. But we're not going to tell you too much about it. So the fact that they didn't tell me too much about it was good. But if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I don't know. There's not much narration throughout the rest of the like episode. Maybe along in the series, I don't know. But get through that first like 2 minutes if you're like, oh, it's just going to be this other classic teen drama. Yes, it is going to be that. But I think it has enough like manipulation of it and twists that like, will make it a very fun world to be a part of because I feel like you get the same feeling that you get in every horror film ever where you're like, why the fuck are you doing this? like what is the point? Like there is no need for you to do this. It's like, yes, you looked for a job for one day and no one hired you. My God, if I looked for a job for a day and didn't get it and then just like, was like, I guess my only other option is to jump off a 500 meter cliff. It'd be a tough world, you know? It's like, just keep looking. But apart from the stupidity of all the characters, that almost makes it a very fun show to watch because the whole time you're kind of judging them going, oh, would I do that? Oh, probably not. The answer is no, you wouldn't do that.
So Tim, that was going to be my main question, Tim. Would you panic?
No, I get so...
Tim, what if you had to get out of your small town? What if you really needed that 50 grand? Which until they announced it, you kind of thought might still be 30 grand. So like...
Until they announced it, I thought it was going to be like, literally they were in like a under the dome type situation. It's a really weird kind of anticlimactic reason for the show to exist. But
no, man, they need that dollar bill.
Yeah. I just feel like... Yeah, I suppose as a reward, I feel like they didn't set up the main three characters needing money enough. Like the guy, I don't even know his name. He doesn't really seem to need money, so he's not playing, I guess. But
he's the mysterious new kid, Tim.
No, I meant like the main trio, you know.
But that guy's not in it. Her friend,
I suppose,
potential boyfriend, isn't it?
And then the best friend, like, she just wants to go to Hollywood. It's like, I just feel like they needed to set up all of them drastically needing this money a lot. And she should have just needed $50,000, be like 500 away. Just raise the stakes for her. Why does she only need $6,000? It's like the prize is $50,000. Just make her need $50,000. I don't care, you know, like
that classic like dodgeball thing where like we need $10,000 to keep the rec center open.
Yeah.
This tournament is
because I'm hoping that the end of this series will end with Vince Vaughn being like, "Hey, you, I've been watching you on Panic," and then being like, "Shouldn't you be at the final?" You know, like.
Amazing. I kind of want the next episode. She just gets a call up from like three people and they're all like, "We'll hire you. We'll pay you $1,000 a week. Come to the store." And she's like, "I'm panicking now, unfortunately." I'm in the panic. It's too late to get out of the panic. You know, I'm in the panic now.
Do you think anyone will die? And the answer is yes, obviously. But in what episode?
Oh, Tim, I was praying. I mean, in the most... This sounds awful, but I was kind of praying for her best friend to just jump off that cliff and die immediately.
Yeah.
Just to really set the stakes of like, oh, snap. Okay.
So there's 10 episodes. What episode do you think someone's going to die in?
That's a good question. I'm gonna put my cards on the table. Episode 4.
Episode 4. Okay,
we're a couple in, and then something crazy happens to make you go, ooh, the stakes are really high.
Yeah. I'm going to take the Netflix theory and say that people usually stop watching after 3 episodes and say the end of episode 3 will end with someone dying and there'll only be 22 contestants left.
Love it. Unless they go crazy in episode 2, they kill like 6 characters and it's like, we're down to 15.
Wow. And that could be literally kind of ends with one. Like... That is, I guess, another way they could do it is that like in this version, it literally only ends with one. You know, like 22 people die and there's one left and it's like a massacre.
Yeah, well, at this point, there's essentially like kind of 4 main characters that are in it. And so like I imagine those 4 will last for the last few episodes and then it's going to get crazy. I'm pretty excited to see where they go with all these
kind of things. I'm absolutely going to continue watching as well.
And so, Tim, there's this kind of just one thing I want to discuss as well. It's like the first thing is like they've got to jump off a cliff, like into some water. And like, as someone who's kind of jumped off like a 10, 12 meter kind of thing when I was overseas at this kind of like lake thing, it's pretty scary and intimidating. But what I also knew is that I went to this one place in like, I think it was in Mostar, and there's this really infamous bridge.
Hamish and Andy have jumped off. You've got to be
properly trained. You've got to do a pin drop. There's this whole kind of safety thing. They do it at a lower level to make sure you're doing it all properly. It's really intense. And I'm pretty sure that if you were as high up as she was right at the end and ran off, you're not getting a pin drop. And so you are hitting the water like it's concrete. So this show has already thrown logic out the window. She's dead. But I know she won't be dead. You cut to black, but it's not. So I just thought that was kind of funny. Because it's like, this shows it's not going to be too serious with the insanity of it all. And that kind of makes me more excited to just see what kind of insane stuff happens. I'm really hoping they really just let loose and just go absolutely mad with these trials and tribulations and saw-like nerve events.
I hope it goes from Saw 1 to Saw 9 in the next episode. You continue watching?
Oh, yes, I will. And I'm so keen that it's all out. I want to binge the shit out of this.
I'm so excited. I'm pretty excited to keep watching. And speaking of, what have you been watching that we've been watching?
Oh, Tim. What the real question should be is, what have I been watching that I have now stopped?
Oh, baby. What is it?
Shit. So as fans of this show might know, recently we did a Gilmore Girls Gossip Girl episode and I got way into Gilmore Girls. I watched like 2 seasons in like a day or 2 days or something. And I am 9 or 10 episodes into season 3. And it suddenly broke me. I hate the second character, Rory, the daughter character. She has just done so many little things. There's a thing at the end of season 2 where she just kind of does something so rude to her mum and just so out of character, so brutal. And then she kind of defends herself and does all these things. And then it takes like 10 episodes for her to like kind of admit that like she has this whole situation of this plot feels like if this was a 12 episode show, they would just do it in 3 or 4 episodes. But they're stretching stuff out. And most of the stuff I really enjoy that they stretch out. But this one plot line, when it kind of came to a head and she finally just admitted it and this whole thing came out, keeping it super vague, but it just kind of like, I don't know, a character was like, "I'm done, Rory, this isn't good enough." And she's like, "Oh, okay." And I'm just like, "You know what, Rory? I'm done. That isn't good enough.
Wow.
And if you're going to be happy from this point on, fuck you, not good enough. You've dragged this on for like almost two seasons and I'm sick of it. And it's really frustrating because I love Lorelai, like the mum, the grandmother, like Emily is still great, but also the show is just kind of going through the motions. Yeah, I feel like they said all they wanted to say with some of the really interesting storylines in season one and two. So yeah, halfway through season three, it's kind of broken me, which makes me sad because I was kind of, it's my binge show at the moment, but maybe I'll come back to it at some point. But honestly, yeah, just, oh, I don't know. Yeah, wow. Just kind of got sick
of it. I'm not even slightly surprised. I'm surprised you got this far. Like, good on you for getting about three and a bit seasons through the show that I'm surprised you watched two episodes of.
It's so it's really, really good. You know, I don't know. It's
I love it. I love it. All right, see you next time.
Catches.
This transmission was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcasting, a film and TV podcast network for you from us.
Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think Saw should have its own TV series? Most likely. Then why not join the conversation on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcasting.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.